We have with us this morning from the Not Forgotten Box. We are at the Not Forgotten Box location here at the lobby of the Chronicle Telegram with beautiful Let It Snow tree decorated with some nice large ornaments and bells. We've got Jingles, speaking of bells, behind us. He's the mascot bear of the Not Forgotten Box. Standing next to him is the wooden Nutcracker soldier here, and
who needs a name, by the way.
Well, I don't. Perhaps
it's a very authoritative figure.
It's holiday decorating. The toys are here for people. And what happens to the toys? Where does the Not Forgotten Box toys go to? Well, the Salvation Army is the recipient, or the distributor, I should put it that way. We have with us Major Bob Sears from the Elyria Salvation Army. So you're just kind of like the conduit, right? You take the gifts and the things that people have donated and find the families that are in need, right?
Yep, actually the families help find the toys. What do I mean by that? Well, in October, when we start taking our applications for Christmas assistance, and the families will come in and they'll sit down one-on-one with one of our intake workers and a volunteer, and we'll work through some of their desires for their children. Are they looking for a Lego set? Are they looking for the Walt Disney characters and things like that, superheroes? So we get some ideas what people are looking for, and we start putting those ideas. We have the families actually write those ideas down on a piece of paper, and it's handed back to us. And so with that, it makes it easier for us to match these toys up to where the families are. Now, does every kid get an Xbox 360? No, we don't get Xbox 360s. Do they all get exactly what they're looking for? No, but they get close. And they get, some kids, boom, hits a home run. And they get exactly what they're looking for. But we try to get everything as close as we possibly can from the Not Forgotten Box. And we are so thankful to the community because they bring in all the different varieties. And Lucy here at the newspaper, she keeps in contact with us. She actually attends our church. And so she's like, what is it you're needing? And so we keep her informed as the season progresses. So we know, she knows. So if people come in and they ask for specific things, she can answer those questions. So we try to keep everybody in a big loop here as we move through the Christmas season and prepare for the distribution day. So Lucy asked me, and my wife, who coordinates the groups that actually, the people that actually put this stuff together for the families, they reminded me this morning that we still need clothing, sizes 8 through 13, both boys and girls clothing. We have some larger stuff. We thank the newspaper here for going and purchasing some of the larger clothing sizes for men, for the larger boys and older boys. But it's that younger group right before you hit your junior high ages. We're looking for that for both boys and girls. So we are so thankful for you guys coming out this morning.
Well, it's one of those things when you talk about clothing. You know, many of those families probably use the hand-me-down system that works well. But there's nothing like getting your brand new piece of clothing that's yours, that you're the first one to take the tags off to wear it. Don't have to explain any kind of tears or stains or realize that was someone else's. It becomes yours, becomes your favorite. So
that's right.
Special.
You get to put your own holes in and stretch things the way you want it. Christmas is big. And I remember when I was a kid, I was number 6 in progressive order of 6 older or 5 older brothers. And you can imagine, as we do with these families, as it gets handed down from one to the next to the next, if you're number 6, you're in trouble. And I was a skinny kid in that day. And so I would always, I would get everybody else's stuff, pull their trousers in until they folded over, and the shirts the same way, and it's tough. So, yeah, these new items that these children get at Christmas time, it is a real blessing to them.
About how many families are in line to receive something from the Not Forgotten Box this year?
Right now, total families will probably be somewhere around 800, 700 families. I'm thinking of the numbers here. And then because I'm the Lorain County coordinator, there's some things that I help do with the Lorain Salvation Army. So between here and there, I'm going to say, I don't know exactly their numbers, but it's pushing 800 families.
Okay.
Now, We have in our, right here in Elyria, we have 450 of those families. So you can kind of do the math and see where they're at up there. So we work very closely together to try to help them get some of the things they do. And we know that some of the people that live up that way, they also receive the Chronicle. So they're getting all this information. They're coming back through and feeding back into the whole need. So, yeah, it's quite a large amount of people.
We talked maybe in the past. I know you've been here how many years now?
This is my fifth Christmas.
So when you come to a community, you sort of see what kind of outreach is out there. Not Forgotten Box. Kind of unique, but different in the community. So you come here and someone told you, oh, by the way, at Christmas time, Chronicle Not Forgotten Box, they'll be supplying you a lot. That probably, you know, is a joy to you to have another part of a community being able to come up and step up in such a way.
We are blessed. We are really blessed to have the Lorain, or have, well, Lorain County, but to have the Chronicle Telegram in Elyria. I say that because my wife and I have been stationed at five or six other Salvation Armies, and we haven't had anything like this. We've had some communities where you do a lot of angel tree gifts. The grocery store, not grocery store, but like Kmart's and Walmart's and things like that, they'll put a Christmas tree up with some tags. But with what happens here with the Chronicle, it's really amazing. My wife and I don't stress like we have in, say, Painesville or other areas where we've been, where, wow, how are we going to get all the stuff together for these children when you've got well over 1,000 kids? What are you going to do? How are you going to stretch your budget to make that happen? Well, the community here has come back and for over 50 years now have really come together to make this Not Forgotten Box very, very special. So the families that are, and there's a lot of families, my goodness, this area is really devastated in not quite bouncing back as quick as other parts of the state or even parts of the country when it comes to our economic stress from 2008, 2009. We're still on the recovery. So we appreciate everybody out there that's doing everything they can to make this happen. This Saturday, if you're listening on the radio, if you're not listening, well, then you're probably in bed yet. But this Saturday from 10 till noon, the Chronicle office where the Not Forgotten Box is opened. And if you're hearing me, you heard earlier that Josie said we need all these toys, boys and girls and things like that. Also clothing. So you can come to the Telegram, the Chronicle Telegram, and bring stuff in on Saturday. I know Saturday is going to be a big day. This parking lot will be just a buzz. You can see Mr. Jingles, or you can, if you have an idea for the name of our Nutcracker soldier back here, and he is the guardian of the Not Forgotten Box, toss that name around, see if it sticks.
It's one of those things where it's going to be kind of organized chaos in a sense, I suppose, because you'll be bringing a lot of trucks and people coming in. Everybody wants to bring their bags, and you're going to be ready for everybody when those toys come in, because we find out, I guess, the goal is around 8,000.
Yeah.
Kind of halfway there, and Lucy's telling me these final days is when everything, because organizations are out there collecting these toys, and you know they have their sort of mini deadlines. What are organizations, and that'll be bringing things here to the Chronicle. So
yeah, I was here yesterday afternoon. And I seen the FOP was in here, Elyria Kiwanis was here, and there were more people lined up bringing stuff in, these different clubs and organizations that they bring in all kinds of things. And also, if you do have maybe I can't get some toys, but maybe you might have a couple canned goods, you can bring those in because we still have to fill all these food boxes too. So there's no end or no lack of limitation to your ideas of what you might be able to come up with. And fortunately, you can drop it off here at the Not Forgotten Box, and all of the elves, Lucy, and the newspaper staff make sure that it gets from here to our place so we can have all this stuff ready to go by the 22nd, which is distribution day.
Even this morning, somebody dropped off a box. The lobby's only been open for 20 minutes, but already we've had a donation. And Major, earlier we learned about the process of how things are broken down here in the lobby.
Mm-hmm.
What happens once they leave here? I assume they go to your place, and then what happens?
Well, they go to Santa's work office in our building.
I see.
When the things are broken down here and the elves, Josie and her crew, have everything sorted boys and girls in different age groups, we'll get a phone call, and we will come down with one of our vehicles, pick it up, and take it back to our building where it makes its way into the actual packing location. In that packing location, these families that have already signed up, we have about 6 or 8 volunteers there that have been working since before Thanksgiving. They will start going down through, they'll actually see these tags, and they'll take those tags and start going through the toy shop, because this stuff will be, because it's already broken down, it can go into that area of this large room. Then it's gathered and put according to Susie's name. If Susie has a brother named John, well, he has a bag too, and John's stuff is put together, and whatever number of children there are, those are individually put together, and then those family groupings come together into a larger family bag. And that bag then is tagged with that family's number on it. There'll be that family's number, say 280. Well, 280 has that family, this one name, it's the last name, and number 280. Once those bags are all done, they'll come upstairs to our gymnasium where they'll be lined up so they're easy to get on the day of distribution. As a family comes in, this family 280 by represent. Now, if you are number 280 by chance, you might not know that until you get there. But those toys are matched up then with the size food box for that family, and they can proceed right into the gym. They're checked in. We check the name off the list. They get their stuff, and they go right out the back door. They get in their car, and they're ready to go. We try to make it with this number of people so there's not a lot of downtime with them coming in. We have it set so there's 15 or 22 families every 15 minutes, and that's by appointment, and the families already know their appointed time. They come in at their appointed time. They'll get right through, get their stuff. We have somebody bring their car to the back door. They go out the back door of the gym with all of their stuff, get in the car. Then they can go home. Another thing that's important to the not wrapping of the gifts, mom and dad can take the gifts then and they can see exactly what they've got without having to open anything up. They can be a part of this process by wrapping the item themselves. And now it becomes them involved with presenting this gift to the kids. And so the kids don't have to know anything about where these things come from. They get their gifts. Mom and dad did it for them. Mom and dad aren't surprised on Christmas when all of a sudden they, if they see something pop up that they don't want their child to have, they'll know ahead of time. And it makes it nice, makes it good for the families, good for mom and dad, and good for the system. It all starts right here at the Not Forgotten Box.
Good for the soul, I was thinking, is part of that too, the way things work well. For
It just all comes together. And, you know, every once in a while we'll have something that got, oh my goodness, Johnny got a Susie dress or something. But we take care of that because we do this far enough in advance that if there is an error, then that a family can call us and we'll have them come back in. Later in the day, when we have a little more time, we get the people through, we can personally fix that problem. And the last 2 or 3 years, we've had a very minimal errors, and it gets corrected in about 10 or 15 minutes, and everybody's happy in the end.
Well, that explains sort of why the Not Forgotten Box wraps up on December 14th. You need some time to get all this other, this big machine that you talked about kind of working together so that everything is great, ready for December 24th and 25th. For those families.
Yeah.
We also want to mention out there you have kettle workers out there, different locations as well, collecting for the Salvation Army this way too, right?
Yes, we do. Right now we have 17 locations. Not every one of those locations works on every day. On the weekends we have some stores that are in rural parts of the county. And the service unit directors in those areas and the volunteers will take over some of those kettles. But all in all, there's 17 different locations. We have right now somewhere probably around 60, 70 volunteers that have worked thus far. And that doesn't break down the clubs and all their individual people. But those folks are out there taking donations. The donations used at Christmas time help go pay the food bills. And because we're open all year long, there are people that are hungry in January, February, and all the way through. So there's people needing assistance and stuff like that. So the money we raise right now goes toward helping all year long. Our goal this year in those little red buckets is $85,000. Now, I know that sounds like a tremendous amount of money to an individual, and it is. It's a lot of money. But when you break it down over the course of the year, $85,000 divided by 12 doesn't leave you about $3,000 or $4,000 per month to budget out of that money. And so we stretch it. If we could raise $100,000, it would make it a lot easier to stretch it. And if we raise $70,000, you know what? We're still happy because the Lord has blessed us and made all of that possible. So anybody that, if you can't, you know, if you're doing donations to the Not Forgotten Box or not, you come by a Red Kettle someplace, we certainly appreciate anything you can put into those kettles. Pennies, enough people come by, pennies equal dollars, which equals, you know, $5, $10 or whatever. So, and we do get a lot of pennies and they do add up. Anything that goes in, it really tremendously helps all year long.
Well, we appreciate you coming in this morning and sharing the story and also about the Not Forgotten Box that's taking place here at the Chronicle Telegram Lobby. Again, December 14th is the end for that, but this Saturday is usually the big time when people are coming back between the 10 and noon. They'll drop things off, but you have time now between now and the next Monday as well to help out with the Not Forgotten Box. Major Sears, thanks for sharing a little story with us and all that you do over at the Elyria Salvation Army.
God bless everybody listening, and Merry Christmas to all of you.
Merry Christmas to you.